Welcome to the Benchmark Weekly Insurance Law Review.
On Friday, the 3rd of May, 2024. Azimi Tabar and Commonwealth of Australia. Full Court of the Federal Court of Australia. Immigration detention in hotels while receiving medical treatment in Australia was validly authorised under the Migration Act 1958 Commonwealth. Commons, trading as Subsonic Music, and certain Lloyd's underwriters subscribing to policy number ALTCNX 1900332, trial judgment, Federal Court of Australia. Separate questions answered about the construction of an event cancellation insurance policy after a music festival was cancelled due to bushfires. AIG Australia Limited and HANA. Court of Appeal of New South Wales. Insurer who had voided a policy on the basis of misinformation given by the insured after an accident was liable to indemnify the insured. Tasevsky and Westpac Banking Corporation. Supreme Court of New South Wales. Workers' Compensation Appeal Panel had erred in not concluding that there had been no error in a medical assessment. Henderson and Canterbury Holston Park RSL Club Limited. Supreme Court of New South Wales. Appeal Panel of Personal Injury Commission had misconstrued Clause 1.32 of the New South Wales Workers' Compensation Guidelines for the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment. Manka and Tays Australia Beanley Proprietary Limited. Court of Appeal of Queensland. Primary judge had not erred in dismissing negligence action brought by abattoir worker against employer after he had slipped on stairs in the blooding floor area. Woods and Northern Territory of Australia. Supreme Court of the Northern Territory. Appeal dismissed against judgment of the Work Health Court that an employer had acquitted its liability under the Return to Work Act 1986 Northern Territory, where there were two alleged injuries.
Thank you for listening.